The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Said we're here for a good time, not a long time,
not a long time.
So have a good time. The sun can shine every day.
And what a great song. Thank you, Pat, for that. And welcome everyone to Thursday's Local Radio Hour. I am your host, David Keyes, with Pat Murphy, riding shotgun. Hey, Pat, how are you?
Greetings, good sir.
Good to hear your voice again, for sure. We've got a great show lined up today, too. We have Glenn LaFay from 40, what is it, from North 40, yeah, talking fishing today. You know what's funny is we have a lot of fishermen in my world, too, and they're all doing very well, so we'll be curious to hear about your tips and whatever else we can possibly learn about that. We'll talk all about fishing.
Dave, it's been my understanding that a true fisherman never, he gives some tips, but not his secret spots.
Hunters do the same thing. They'll say the meat aisle, you know, at Safeway or something. They won't tell you where they're catching things or shooting things, for sure. And then the second slot, we'll have Jeff from North Idaho Sports Education Fund to talk about affordable skiing and some great opportunities to turn on our next generation of skiers and outdoor enthusiasts. And last but not least, we have Mel Donenfeld here, who's almost 50 years ago started Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint. And, boy, it's been a great success story. He'll tell us all about how his two sons have taken over, and they've expanded to Bonner's Ferry and all sorts of cool things going on in that world, too. So, and we want to thank you for tuning in to 97.1 and streaming 24/7 online all the time, Pat. Thank you for doing that, by the way.
It's happening right now. There's multitudes all over. It's my understanding we have people over in Asia that are listening. I have a son in the Army who's about 20 clicks from the Russian border, and he can, right now, if he wants to, can be listening to this.
I hope he's focusing on other things than that, but you know, if he wants to tune in, that'd be great.
It's also midnight where he is right now.
Oh, so. That's really true. And I also want to thank our sponsors, too, and of course the crew here at the radio station for making me sound better than I really am, because I'm really a rank amateur here. And we do have somebody in the studio today who's actually made real money doing radio over the years, and so he's critiquing me right now. And
boy, I'm judging you.
I'm being judged as we speak, for sure.
You're doing great.
But, you know, what a great idea for to make a living, being a fishing expert. Can you imagine doing that? I mean, I think that'd be really,
well,
really cool.
Well, expert's a strong word.
Is it? No guarantee.
I'm learning every
advice.
Day. Are I mean, you? You just don't. I mean, you're always adapting and learning new stuff all the time. So a lot of people will call themselves an expert out there, but I'm going to have to say bull, because I learn every day. I learn something new every day.
I recognize
especially
that
water
voice.
In this area.
Do you? That voice has been fairly...
I recognize that voice.
Do you? Tell me more. How do you know that voice?
You know what? KPND.
KPND.
Several, KPND.
I remember that voice.
Like
afternoons
that.
In KPND. Several years.
I
know.
I worked the whole gamut. I worked from mornings to dusk. You know. So I've worked the whole thing there for a while. In fact, back in the 90s, I worked when this was just a house.
I remember way back, my first time in here, too. Way back, it was just a couple of little rooms and a poster, a splattered wall, and a kind of one microphone hanging.
Yeah.
Had charm.
And the tiny little studio in the back.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I worked out of for the longest time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, good. We look forward to talking to you a bit more, too. And then, of course, Mel's in here, too. We thought we'd make it kind of a round table to start the show. Kind of fun to do, Pat. Something different
absolutely.
That way. But and nothing else really going on, although it's nice to see fall has finally hit.
No.
Is it? You're not a fall guy?
I'm a summer guy.
Oh.
Fall is great.
Yeah.
The problem is it leads to winter. And and it's a great winter town, Schweitzer, this hill. I don't ski. My knees are shot.
Right.
I winter is something for me that I crash my car in and slide through.
Right.
You know, or have to shovel all the time or walk down the stairs out of my place and wipe out and fall on my keister. So I just kinda bear through winter.
Well, one of the more fun things I see is when Mel takes his grandkids up skiing and snowboarding and stuff, too. And, you know, to grow up in a town like with Schweitzer being here and really watching it as the place to go. I mean, it's just, it's so close. We're so spoiled that way. And if you go anywhere else, you always compare it to Schweitzer, don't you? Whether it's Bridger Bowl, whether it's Whitefish Mountain, whether Turner Mountain, you know, in Libby. Wherever you go, you think, we're pretty spoiled here. Whitefish is about the closest, in my mind, to what we have here. You've got a lake down below it and everything else, and you have fog like we have here, too.
For me, it was Stowe in Vermont, and Schweitzer surpassed.
Right.
And I thought Stowe was pretty cool growing up in the Northeast. But
Yeah. Well, again, we're pretty darn lucky to have that here. And again, we'll have a guest here in a few minutes talking about a program that really turns on, makes it available for people, too. My wife grew up here, and her family weren't skiers. They were actually afraid of the mountain because it was too expensive. They didn't know what things would cost. They didn't want their daughters to get hooked on that because they couldn't afford it, they thought. And so, lo and behold, you know, we get married 30-odd years ago, and as we're dating, I take her up a few times, and as luck would have it, on our third date up there, she gets mowed over by a snowboarder. And the kid goes by, "Sorry, dude, you okay?" And then she never skied again.
Oh, no.
So I thought, oh, well, honey, it's still great up there. It really is. It really is. So, anyway, I'm trying to talk her into that again, but we snowshoe, which is a little more safe for her that way. So
yeah.
It all works out really well. So I think it's time for our first break. Pat, what do you think?
I think so, sir.
Then we get back here. We'll be talking to Glenn, and we'll talk some fishing, and we'll keep this train on the tracks if we could.
Our first ad from Northwest Auto Body.
Oh, we got a Northwest Auto Body ad.
Yeah. Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint and Ponderay. Consistently voted best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision repair facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed and no charge for an estimate, advice, or even friendly customer service. Remember, in Sandpoint and Ponderay, it's Northwest Auto Body.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to AGE Heating and Cooling, your locally owned Lennox Premier dealer in Sandpoint. Right now, get up to $1,500 in rebates, or qualified buyers make no payments and incur no interest for 12 months financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Call 208-603-2210. Online at AGEHeatingandCooling.com. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number, Idaho HVAC Contractors License Number 059041.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
If a buried natural gas pipeline is leaking outside your home, you may see dead vegetation, hear a hissing noise, or smell it. Because Avista adds a rotten egg scent that's easily detectable. If so, get far away and call 911 and Avista. And if you ever smell a natural gas leak indoors, get everyone outside fast. Don't flip light switches, use a cell phone, or do anything to cause a spark. Go somewhere safe, like a neighbor's house, then call 911 and Avista. We just want you to be safe. Carbon monoxide detectors save lives. Because if kerosene, propane, natural gas, or wood isn't burned properly, dangerous carbon monoxide may result, and it can build up indoors without you knowing, as it's invisible and odorless. So protect yourself by installing UHL-approved carbon monoxide detectors. If carbon monoxide is present, the detector will alert everyone to get out of the house, where you can safely call 911 for help. Avista, we just want you to be safe.
Your smile is the first thing people notice about you. Your smile should be warm, inviting, and friendly. Mountainside Oral Care can give you that attractive smile. Oral reconstruction is a science that demands perfection, and that is the level of care you'll receive at Mountainside Oral Care. Every area of oral reconstruction is performed at the highest possible level. Dr. Olerud has a history of perfection and many happy patients. Find out more. See his reviews online at MountainsideOralCare.com.
North Idaho's Radio News Talk 97.1.
We're here for a good time.
And welcome back to Thursday's Noon Radio Show. Gosh, it's been going by quickly today, Pat, for some reason. It's kind of fun that we have a packed studio today, so that's always kind of fun to get a round table going for sure. So, welcome, first of all, a guy who's no stranger behind a microphone here, I've been told now. But he's also, I can't say expert, can I say advisor? What can I say, Glenn?
I'd like to think of myself as a know-it-all.
a paid know-it-all.
No expert. I mean, just because of the fact that I'm always learning. Right. I have a good idea about what's going on. I don't like to pigeonhole myself
in
a category. But, yeah, I like fishing. So, angler.
Angler. I like that. There you go. Yeah, yeah. And so you have an excuse to go angling then with what you do as
well. I'm a multi-species angler and multi-tackle. So I'm a fly fisherman, I'm a gear fisherman, I'm a troller. So
awesome.
All kinds of different aspects of fishing.
Well, we had a debate last week, and maybe you can help settle this, and I think you probably could. My partner over here said your last name's pronounced LeFay. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like the Smith in his part of the world over in the East Coast.
Correct, yeah, yeah. It was literally translated as Smith.
Oh, good, because I was going to with LeFavre.
Yeah, yeah, so well, that's it.
Pat was
yeah.
closer?
Well, it's a funky name. Yeah, he's much closer. It's actually LeFevre. So if you can do that, if you can really throw that.
I went to high school like about 15 years.
It really means you're French. So
he's piping in that he went to high school. He knows many Lefebvres all over the place. Yeah. So there you go.
So I just say Lefay. We're like fifth generation Idahoans. So it's not like we're holding on to that French heritage too much, other than a little bit of wine for dinner.
It's gone away. It's gone away. So my guess is that you have been fishing your whole life.
I grew up here in North Idaho. So my first fish was caught up at Robinson Lake as a child at 2 years old. It was a blind crappie from what I understand. One eye was white. So that's the story.
Wow.
And legend continues from there.
And you've always been an angler? Is that always something?
Yeah. In fact, my first word was fish. And then that was my nickname up until I was about 10 years old, and I got tired of it and told the family, quit calling me fish.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, so.
So, but you somehow along the way, you went into this full time, you know, versus being a hobby, right?
Right.
I assume.
Right. Well, you know, it was actually not always a hobby. I mean, it was a considerable way of life. I mean, I had other, you know, I like to snowboard and I like to play in the snow here growing up here. I mean, that's what you do most of the time. And then fishing and hunting were also part of that culture of Bonner's Ferry and Sandpoint and Bonner County. So doing that, I mean, I was just all around the place, you know. So raising kids, I actually had to take a choice, you know, what am I going to do? What's my hobby going to be? And what am I going to concentrate on? And it was an easy go-to for me to consider fishing as that way to go.
Sure.
So that's it. It's my culture. That's what I do. I love it.
You bet. And there's a real rich history of fishing on the lakes around here too.
Oh, yeah.
There's the smokehouses and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Going
we were just talking about that today at work, literally about the fishery for like whitefish and kokanee. Back in the day, they called them blueback. But the whitefish out there right now, from what I understand, is the largest biomass out there. So there's tons, millions of whitefish out there.
How about that?
In fact, from what I understand, the whitefish population exceeds all of the other species put together.
In Lake Pondre.
In Lake Pondre.
Interesting.
So there's mountain whitefish and your superior whitefish. Mm-hmm. And those are the bigger fish. And they're fun to catch. They're trout. You know, essentially.
Right.
Well, they are trout.
Right.
There are some on it. So,
right.
It's a great fishery that's virtually untapped. A lot of people want to learn how to fish them. They're a little trickier to fish for, but they're great fish to fish for.
So how is that? How are they trickier to fish?
Well, they're a light bite. Mm-hmm. That means that it's hard to feel a strike. So it's either you have one on or you're waiting for a bite. So there's a couple of ways to do that. You could fish with jigs or blade baits or something like that and rip them. Mm-hmm. And what happens is they'll hit that and you know you have one on.
Right.
Then there's like hand lining, which is the old boys back in the day used to hand line for them off of Hawkins Point or out in Sunnyside in that area or Garfield Bay. They'd hand line with a couple maggots on a glow hook, you know, let out line and then just hold on to it. And then when you get a fish, you set the hook with your hand and then reel them up.
So one line at a time then though, right? You can only handle one like that.
Well, yeah essentially. But yeah, it's such a light tap or light bite mm-hmm. and they've got these tiny little small mouths compared to other fish.
Right.
So,
right.
It's a much lighter hit, especially in the winter. They're a lot more sluggish.
Yeah. My father-in-law, who's 90 years old, has been fishing Lake Pondere since he was 10, mm-hmm. fourth generation here, my wife's fifth generation. And he said that was he enjoyed those kind of fish the best.
Yeah.
And they would smoke them. They do all sorts of
Absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely. They're yeah. fatty. They mm-hmm. hold the smoke flavor really well. They are tricky to fillet or to clean because there is a Y bone, kind of similar to a pike, that you have to take into consideration when you're putting these fish on the smoker.
Right.
Some people just smoke them whole.
Sure.
I prefer to cut down the smoking time and put those on the rack as a fillet.
Sure.
And then
sure.
debone them afterwards.
We have a lot of opportunities here with the different rivers, small mountain lakes, a big uh-huh. lake right next
Absolutely.
Door here. If you were to take kids out fishing for the first time, uh-huh. what would you do? What would you do for an experience?
I think the one of the most epic first-time fisheries that we have in Bonner County is going to be Round Lake.
Okay.
It's a state park. Mm-hmm. You can circle the whole lake. You can walk it.
Yep.
There's two docks. They stock it regularly. People ask this all the time at North 40. So that's my go-to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Fish and Game has a great lake with Jewel Lake, which is out Dufort Road as well.
Right.
That's a great fishery. They stock that. Shepherd Lake, you could go there. They have a good spiny ray selection. There's always sunfish to be caught. And then I used to love fishing for sunfish. So
really?
Oh, yeah.
Because people call that a trash fish, don't they?
Well, I mean, no. It's part of the ecosystem. It's definitely a fish that needs to be maintained.
Right.
Fish and Game planted tiger muskie in there, which is a hybrid species, so they can't propagate. So what they did is they put these tiger muskies in there to reduce the amount of spiny rays in there, the little tiny pumpkin seeds and stuff like that. So, but they're delicious fish. If you get a passel of them and cook them up, they're delicious. I mean, it's like a perch or some kind or a crappie, really delicious.
Interesting. Didn't know that.
Yeah. But they're tiny. So
right.
There's a lot of effort for low reward. So
right.
They're just fun to catch when you're a kid.
Right. So if a person goes out to North 40, for example, and you want your kids or grandkids to go along with you, you've got the kind of the starter set things out there, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. 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 And you can start high end if you wanted to, but we do have yeah. kits and stuff like that that are yeah. already pre-made that come that way. So, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And there's a lot of different fishing derbies going on even right now, right? I mean,
correct.
I know that. So are you kind of the central spot there if people wanted to know more information about?
Yeah. 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 We're an information outlet.
Sure.
Definitely. And it's not just typically of North 40. There's a couple of other mom and pop shops in town that
right.
do really well they're knowledgeable. They fish these waters. And that's the thing it is with anglers. You can go anywhere in the nation. Say you're into new water in Florida.
Right.
You walk into a tackle shop and start talking to a fella down in Florida. It's like he's gonna tell you
right.
what to do and how to use it. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to catch fish.
Right.
You know, and people say, well, I'll hold you to it if I don't catch fish. It's like, well, right. that's not part of the deal here, buddy. You know, I'm getting you some gear, you know, and this is what you need to use to catch fish.
Right.
I don't know how you hold your mouth.
Right.
So.
And you've got the coolest hats around too.
Sure.
I've got to
yeah.
tell you. So my son grew up fishing here. His first fishing trip with us was way back in Lion's Den days when they had the free fishing day up in Bonner's Ferry.
Yeah.
And he was all of, I don't know, 4 or 5 maybe right. at the most, and caught his first fish, pretty cool and all that. And now he fishes every time he gets a chance. He's in Anacortes, Washington, so he's got all sorts of great fishing
sure.
opportunities there.
Yeah.
And I swear, every day off, he's sending me pictures of his fishing trip. But he loves coming back here. He always picks up the new hat or a new hat or two or
right.
whatever else. So
yeah.
He's sold for sure.
Yeah, yeah. We got a fine selection of hats.
And what else do we need to know about fishing around here?
Well, I mean, the fishing is seasonal. And on Lake Pondere, I mean, we have such a huge fishery. I think there's something like 17 different species of game fish. So right now we're transitioning into the rainbow season right now, planer boards and bucktail flies
yeah,
and world record rainbows out there right now. So upwards, well, I wouldn't say world record, but we used to have the record there.
Right.
But it's not unheard of to catch a 25, 26 pound Girard or / Kamloops.
Or Hayden Lake, right? They seem to catch some big ones.
Hayden, you're going to catch kokanee there and stuff like that. Bigger kokanee than yeah. we have here.
Yeah. Well, always an opportunity. And you can fish year-round here too, right?
Yeah, year-round. Our water's open year-round. In Lake Ponderay, you can have as many rods as you want out there.
Right,
when
right.
You're fishing,
and
which is
and the ice fishing stories. I love those stories when my father-in-law tells me those things too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Glenn, great seeing you again.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, you're welcome. And it's, let's do it again sometime for sure.
Yeah, you just asked me. I'll be here.
You got me excited about going fishing again too.
Oh, good.
So
very good. That's what it's all
good.
About.
Well, thanks again. And thanks again. We can stop by and see you at North 40 anytime, probably, I'm guessing.
Yep. I've got a caught in the back.
well, very good. Well, it's time for a break. And then when we come back, we will learn more about North Idaho Mountain Sports Education Fund with Jeff, who's sitting out in the studio right now waiting to come on in. So we'll catch you right after the break.
Being abused should never seem like your best option. Yet for many survivors of domestic violence, it is. They may have no money and no place to go, or fear losing their kids, or are afraid their abuser will hurt them if they try to leave. Safe Passage works to eliminate the barriers that keep victims from being safe. Please, help us end domestic violence. Learn more or give at safepassageid.org.
With a change of season, it's a good time to take a trip to Under the Sun in downtown Bonner's Ferry. You'll find a treasure trove of unique gifts, new fall and winter accessories arriving daily. And there's women's consignment clothing boutique in their basement. Enjoy the downstairs market or just relax in the upstairs loft. And you can find something delicious to eat or drink in their bistro. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Under the Sun, where the sun is always shining.
Hello, Don Thomas here with Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and today I'd like to underline the word glass in our business title. A lot of folks, after entering our showroom with all its beautiful displays, are surprised to hear that we also have a 4,000-square-foot shop in the rear of our store. Outside of auto glass, we are a full-service glass outlet. The list is long of all the products and services we can offer to the homeowner or builder. We're talking custom mirror and shower glass, interior and exterior glass railing, skylights and deck cover systems, and even simple picture frame glass and ceramic stove glass. And how about those foggy insulated glass panels blocking a clear view out of your home? You will be pleased to learn how easy it is for us to make those windows and patio doors look brand new. I also need to mention that at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, we're fortunate to have some of our area's most experienced installation and service teams on hand to help make sure that your glass, window, or door project turns out just the way you want it. Building your trust since 2007, it's time to head to Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. That's the place to go.
So, what are you reading?
I'm checking out the ratings on the new TVs, and it looks like Samsung, LG, and Sony got the best scores.
Just like last year. What about those new high dynamic range TVs?
They got the highest scores of all, but their prices are really high.
Did you check online?
Yeah, their prices were about the same.
Well, there's one place where we can get a hot deal on those top-rated models.
Where?
At Video Only. Check out the ratings on TV stores.
I see. Video Only scored better than the others.
So, if you want the best deal on the best TVs,
then we should take our TV ratings and head over to top-rated Video Only.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division, north of Francis. Video Only.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time. The sun can shine every day.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's live noon radio show. We are live on 97.1, also streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. So if you're listening to us now, we sure appreciate that. And if you want to do it over again, you just go online and we're out there all the time. My friends now too, Pat, are starting to call me a podcaster because they think that's a podcast, which I guess, what the heck, I don't know. it's all fun no matter what it is, for sure. And it gives me a great excuse to talk to nice people like I'm about to right now. So, many people, in fact, a lot of longtime locals, have never heard of, I'll do the acronym first, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. It is NIMSEF. And I think there's a guy named Jeff here who's going to tell me a little bit about what that is. And it's been around 15 years, but some people haven't heard of it. Jeff, welcome to the radio show.
Thank you very much.
So tell me all about it. What does NIMSEF stand for? And tell me more.
So it stands for North Idaho Mountain Sports Education Fund.
Okay. Okay.
And we're a nonprofit that was designed to help local kids get up to Schweitzer and go skiing and snowboarding.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's been going on 15 years, you
told me. This will be our 15th season this year, sure. Yes.
And how many kids do you have a year?
Well, the first year we had 22. The second year we had 45. We now have been averaging in the 70s to 80. The couple of years we peaked at a little over 100. So we're probably going to have our 1,000th scholarship given out this year.
Wow.
Probably. We're really close to that number.
And that's really exposed a lot of kids to the mountain experience, hasn't it?
Yeah. It gives them a chance to get up there and be part of the whole scene and learn to have a lifelong activity that they can learn to do.
Yeah. So why did this group spring up? Did you see a need for this, or where did this come from, and what are your goals?
Well, that's two different questions. So the first part of that, how did it come about? It came about in kind of two parts. I used to be a ski instructor up at Schweitzer.
Oh.
And this is, back in 2010, we would, every year Schweitzer would allow the fourth graders to come and have like a free day of skiing.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the kids would write a thank you note from their class to say thanks for their day. And it would often end up in the ski school because that's who they remembered, because that's who they spent their time with. And so they were reading at our morning meeting some of the letters over. And one of the letters said, "Thank you for the best day of my life, but I'll probably never see you again, so goodbye."
Wow.
So when I first heard it, I kind of laughed because the way it was worded was kind of funny. But then when I thought about it, it was really kind of sad. Huh. The kid was saying that, he had this great time, something he could never, ever do, and he's never going to get to do it again.
Right.
And so that kind of stuck in the back of my head. And then about a month later, in March, on a spring sunny day, I wasn't working. A couple of my friends and I were out skiing. Beautiful day. We went in for lunch. Had a couple of martinis and a bottle of wine at lunch and got a little loosened up and got some things knocking around in my head. And as a result, while skiing with them after that, we got separated because I think I went to the wrong lift. And then I bumped into some other friends who I hadn't seen in a while and decided to ride up the lift with them. And it was a family. And I said, "Wow, I haven't seen you in a while. You've been up skiing a bunch." And they said, "Well, no, we only come once a year." And I said, "Really? How come?" And they said, "Well, because we can't afford it." And that's when it kind of all came together in my head, because this was a normal working family in town.
Sure.
They had good jobs and didn't kind of really put that together. But when you have kids and how much it adds up to and all that. So I skied a couple runs with them, went down, went into the mill building and went to Tom Chassie's office and said, "Hey, can I talk to you about an idea?" And he said, "Yeah, we'll support you on that." And over the summer, I got it together and organized and with some help from other people. And then that fall, we launched.
Wow.
That's how it got going. And our goals, our goal every year is just to expose this to as many kids as possible and, just to keep going for a while.
Right. Well, tell me about the nuts and bolts. So what are the age groups for kids who can get scholarshiped into here? For question one. Then secondly, how long does it last throughout the season? I mean, is it a all season long type thing?
So the age group is from 7 to 17.
Oh.
And what we do is we provide them, we don't, teach the lessons or do anything. We provide the equipment. So if they get approved for a scholarship, they get equipment from us that they borrow, return at the end of the season. We get them a season's pass at Schweitzer so they can ski whenever.
Wow.
And we enroll them with one of the Schweitzer's programs. Usually it's the Fanatics program.
Right.
And the Fanatics program is an 8-week program that goes Saturday or Sunday for 8 weeks in the winter. And it's an all-day program where the kids get to go to instructor all day long.
Yeah.
And we also work with some other programs as well if they don't fit into that one.
Sure.
But that's the main one that we cover.
Right. So when somebody hears about a kid, or they want their kid to be scholarshiped, how do they go about getting them enrolled, and how do you pick the students?
Well, they go to our website, which is nimsf.com, and there's an application page there, and they have to complete the application and send that in. Our deadline is coming up October 15th,
okay,
which is next week. We've already got quite a bit of envelopes in the mail, but hopefully there'll be some more, and maybe someone hearing this will, get new to the idea of this and try it out.
Well, I hope so. Yeah. And you've got to have changed some lives that way. I'm sure you've turned some people who couldn't afford or couldn't get up there into lifelong skiers or boarders?
Well, yeah, there's definitely been a few. There's a few different, you know, things that come to mind with different scenarios that how it's helped some kids. But yeah, there's definitely been some of that, yes.
Good. And how do you raise money for this? I mean, it's got to be kind of, I'm sure that Schweitzer meets you part of the way.
But Schweitzer is probably our biggest donor. You know, I would say for sure they're our single biggest donor. But we also do, the kids sell raffle tickets that we want them to participate in the fundraising for this. Mm-hmm. So we ask them to sell raffle tickets and they do that. We usually are at the Banff Mountain Film Festival. Michael Bogue's been a big supporter of us. And we usually sell, have another type of raffle at that each year. Also, we just send out notices and ask people to donate.
Right. Is that effective? Is that a good way to go?
It's been working, yeah. You know, I'd say the donations probably, you know, 25 to 30% of it, and then the Schweitzer's probably in that range or maybe a little more. Sure. And then what the kids raise and so forth kind of tops it off in the fundraisers and so forth.
And you have a prize, like, is it a season pass, I think, or something?
Yeah, so our raffle, the kids sell the raffle tickets, you know, it's like $5 a piece or five for $20. And if you win the raffle, you either get a season's pass or you can get cash if you don't ski. That way someone who doesn't ski can buy the ticket.
Right. And so how do you find tickets? I mean, you said
through the kids. The kids sell them.
That's the only way to do it?
I mean, someone could call me, I suppose, but generally it's through the kids, yeah. Because we want the kids to realize that they should work for things that they have in life, and this is part of one of our you know, stipulations in our program is that the kids participate in the fundraising, and they have to raise a small portion of the fee each year themselves as well.
Well, I think that's a good work ethic lesson,
too.
That's
what we were trying to promote, yes.
Sure. And so do you have kids who can do it year after year?
Yep, we don't have a limit. So, I mean, a kid could technically start at 7 and go to 17.
And have you had a few that have gone more than once?
Oh, yeah, we have many that go more than once. I'd say each year half of our our scholarships are going to repeat.
Well, Jeff, that's really good. I mean, again, that's a habit that way, too, isn't it? They get better at it.
Yeah. Well, and also as they get older, I mean, you're not going to – they learn at 7. You can't send them up alone at 8. So, you know, we want to keep promoting it. Yep.
Yeah. And the Fanatics program is great. Mel's granddaughter has been in there. I know that before. I don't know if the boys have been in there. Have they, Mel? They have. So, yeah. And it's just fun to watch how a kid becomes comfortable, you know. And that's what you really want is the safety part of it, too, because kids can bomb down that hill, you know. A long time ago, started making those turns, but my kids would blow up over those hills, and thank goodness I had good lessons, because things can happen in a hurry that way. But it looks like with this program, they're getting the good habits, getting the education, and then they can go back as many times as they want that season.
Yes, we encourage that. We want them to use it as much as possible and make use of it, yeah.
Yeah, good. So find the kids. They'll be out. You'll make the announcements soon after the 15th or so.
Right. So the 15th is the deadline to get it in. And, you know, we usually give an extra day or two if we have to. And, then we go through all the applications. You know, we have our own – we have parameters that they have to meet. And then once we select, it's most of the ones that apply get approved.
Right.
And we go from there. And then we notify them. And then we have a big event up at Schweitzer. This year it's going to be on the 14th of November. The kids all – that are approved come up, get their equipment, get their pass, you know, that kind of thing. We have a little meeting with the new people to give them an introduction of what to expect and how to prepare for this. And
I've got to believe, even though the kids are excited, I bet the parents are excited about it too, aren't they?
Oh, sure. I mean, if you see your kid all happy and smiling, how can it not make you feel good?
And it's within their budget that way too. It turns them on a bit for the year or two or three or whatever they do. That's pretty cool. So, yeah, good. So, Michael Bogue's been a big supporter, you said, and he supports a lot of things that way, too. So you'll have a table at the Banff Film Festival?
Yeah, we've been doing that every year, so we'll be there again this year, I'm sure.
So if we can't find a kid selling tickets, come to the show.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
well, very good. So you've had 1,000 students, or at least 1,000 scholarships, coming up this year.
We'll hit 1,000 from year. The beginning to now. We're not going to do 1,000
No, but 1,000 overall.
Right, I haven't added up all the numbers, but we should be getting pretty close.
That's a lot of households. That's a lot of difference. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to feel pretty good for you.
Yeah, it does.
So are you a skier still?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah.
A boarder or skier?
Skier.
And Mel, you're a boarder, I think.
Both.
You're both. Okay. You're both. So is it fun to see the kids up there sometimes when you're up there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've gotten to know them, some of them, and I see them around. And
yeah.
And I used to have some of them when I was teaching. I'd have some of them in my in my class, because I taught Fanatics and so forth.
Absolutely, so. Absolutely. Well, what a great generational thing to have happen here, too, because I do think people, we talked about this a bit before, think that it's out of range for some families to go skiing, and this really does let them kind of have a glide path into it, at least try it out that way. And
right. Well, part of the thinking was that, you know, this community takes everybody to make it function.
Yeah.
And why should only certain people's kids get to participate and not every kid?
Yeah.
And I think every kid should get that chance.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much. And again, we'll be looking for tickets to buy. It's great, great support. Almost 1,000 students have taken that. That'll be really, really cool when you hit that number. That's making a difference. It really is. I hope you recognize that, because that's changed some lives. I mean, people have a lifelong habit, right? And they learn skills and they have that camaraderie and just a great place to be. So again, thanks for all you do. And I'm going to go NIMSEF, and that stands for?
NIMSEF, or North Idaho Mountain Sports Education Fund. Good. And if you'd like to donate to us, you can go to our website. There's a place on there where you can donate, or you can mail us a check to P.O. Box 170, Pondere, 83852.
Great. Thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate that.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break now, and when we come back, we're going to have Mel Donenfeld talking about all things with Northwest Auto Body. So we'll see you after the break.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Son Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. Whether you take this as good or bad news, we're transitioning toward winter. This means a lot of local customers will be looking for the best price on a new set of winter tires. Taylor & Sons has taken action. Right now, we have one of the best selections of name brand tires our dealership has ever had. Taylor & Sons is the premier location to find the exact tires you're looking for at the best price. Taylor & Sons stocks and sells all major tire brands such as Hankook, Michelin, Goodyear, Bridgestone, and BFG. Taylor & Sons offers a 30-day price match guarantee on most major brands of tires. If you find a better price within 30 days of purchase, Taylor & Sons will refund the difference. In addition to the price match guarantee, Taylor & Sons is offering up to a $220 mail-in rebate on select brands of tires now through November 30th. All of the work is performed in our clean, state-of-the-art facility. You can view all of our current service department specials online at tschevy.com. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Noble Days is here at North 40 Outfitters. Big savings on everything you need to stay warm this winter. Now through October 12th, earn a $20 North 40 gift card for every $100 spent on Noble Outfitters. Plus, grab a pair of Mutz Taskmasters for under $80, our most popular boots. North 40 Outfitters. Shop online at north40.com to find clothing and footwear that fits better and works harder during our Noble Day sale. North 40 Outfitters, outfitting work and play.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Pondere. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Save with Bi-Mart's latest digital savings guide at Bi-Mart.com. Welch's fruit snacks are hot priced at $5.99. Save $40 on a ProScan 32-inch LED HD TV and DVD combo. Select Nutri-Nuggets dry dog food is just $29.99. Save $2 on all liquid laundry detergent. Plus, find great savings on Audubon sunflower seeds, Life Smart heaters, and so much more. Online or in-store, membership saves you more at Bi-Mart.
Mountainside Oral Care in Coeur d'Alene has a mission to provide superior oral reconstruction at affordable rates for everyone. Well-placed dental implants provide a lifelong fix. Dr. Olleroo offers the highest quality care at the lowest possible cost. Highly accredited with an outstanding, friendly staff, Dr. Olleroo invites you to call and schedule a consultation to help you make the right decision for your dental health. Check online today at mountainsideoralcare.com.
News Talk 97.1.
Two floors above the butcher. First door on the right. And life filled to the brim as I stood by my window and looked out on those Brooklyn roads.
Well, Pat, thank you for that great music intro for our friend Mel Donenfeld, who's stopping by here. That was awesome. He's giving a thumbs up. He's shy all of a sudden. I don't know what's going on, but that's okay. It's all good. It's all good. I do want to go back with one quick note, though. When Jeff was telling us about the NIMSEF, one thing he wanted to mention, and he didn't get a chance to, was they also scholarship disabled veterans. And he says they get, what, two or three a year or so with that. And boy, how about that? I mean, what a great organization. Looking across the table right now at Mel Donenfeld, who's been here for 50 years, and we're just comparing notes that we really hadn't heard of that group, and thank goodness they've done a lot of the difference. I mean, that's almost 1,000 skiers. That's great. It really is. Well, welcome, Mel. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're good to see you across the way here. So anybody who doesn't recognize Mel, and everybody does, they would recognize his voice because he has this great Brooklyn accent. And I, for the life of me, I've known him for 35 years probably or so. That accent hasn't changed a bit over the years. I don't know how you keep it up.
I think I lost most of it.
Do you? Well, let the listeners decide on that one. So I thought about having like flashcards and have you say, pronounce this word, but I didn't want to do that to you. Well, most people know Mel and his sons now through Northwest Auto Body. Mel started the business almost 50 years ago now. Quite a story. He was over in New York and worked his way west and landed in Sandpoint, Idaho, and really started kind of one of those American success stories you hear about where you have the one-room schoolhouse. Well, he had the one-room dirt floor body shop here in town, and it's grown a little bit since then, hasn't it, Mel?
Yes, it has, yeah.
So you started it by yourself pretty much. I know you worked for somebody for a bit.
Yes, and they gave up, so I took over the rent on dirt floor building and went from there.
And all the equipment that went with it, probably?
Yeah, not much. But it just kept coming on. It just one after another, and it just kept going. I really have never slowed down. It's amazing.
Yeah. And where was that first shop?
On Superior Street.
On Superior. Is it still there?
Yes, it's a just a tin shed, and it's still there, the building, but nothing's in the building.
Nothing's in the building? Yeah, is it kind of beaten up around it a little bit? I think
yes,
I know where it is.
And it's a center for physical therapy for children, and right next to that.
Oh, gosh, I know where that is. Okay, now I know where it is, for sure, for sure. So you were there.
And in the insurance building.
Right, exactly. Now I know exactly where it is. So you were there for a while, then you just kept building, right?
Yeah, I kept going, and I rented a bigger building, and then this lot came up, and I was able to buy the lot.
And that's one on Michigan?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I built a small building, and it kept adding on to it.
Well,
but I had enough foresight to make the building tall so I could add on all the sides.
Right, right. And I think I've been told, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but I've been told it's expanded at least 5 times since those days.
At least.
Is that about right?
Yes, yes.
In fact, I think they even added on last year to a bay in the back there. You know,
we did.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So for most people, that would be enough. You know, that'd be great. And you could have that great shop and do great things like you've always done. But about 10 years ago, I guess, now or so, right?
Right. The building, I could see the whole business centers moving north of town. And a building came up for sale. And my bank knew about it, and they wanted to get out of it. And the building was only 2 or 3 years old, so I had the opportunity to buy that building. And that building painted siding. It was a perfect building. It had exhaust fans and just the right size, so we went ahead and expanded. And then since my two boys have joined the company just about that time, it was a good thing to do. Keep one in one shop and one in the other shop so they don't kill each other.
A good strategy that way for sure. Huh? And it's funny because the Ponderay shop was purchased from the mayor of Ponderay, so that doesn't hurt a bit either, Steve
right.
Geiger. So.
Yes.
But so people wonder, so you have two independent shops, they work together, right. And I know a bit about this, of course, too, and how you rotate people back and forth, the folks go back and forth a little bit.
Yes.
And then Corey and Eric, the two owners now, switch too, don't
rotate
they?
Rotate their positions too a lot. Yeah. One's a president for a while, runs one shop, and then the other one becomes president and runs the other shop. You know, they just switch shops every once, which is very good. It gives good ideas for everybody.
It sure does. Yeah. It sure does. And, you
and
know,
now we have a third shop they bought.
And where's that?
In Bonner's Ferry.
Okay.
And Kay, which I knew for many years, her husband passed away, and she wanted to get out of the business. Yeah. So she was very nice to us and gave us the opportunity to purchase that building, too.
Yeah, you knew her and Vern, her husband, for years, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, we've known each other forever. So it worked out. It was a very, very smooth transition, and we were fortunate. She did have very good employees, and it was a top-notch shop also, and they all stayed.
Yeah.
And so it's been a very easy transition.
Isn't that about the cleanest shop you've ever seen, too?
Yes,
it's
yes.
Amazing. For people who don't know Kay Burdick, she is a neat freak. She really ran a tight ship there. And what Mel was saying was not always when you buy a new business in any profession, you keep the brains trust. And what happened there was everybody stayed. Everybody stayed, except for one guy who was going to retire anyway. He was leaving. But all of the body techs stayed. Everybody stayed. And in addition, the top manager for this company happened to be living in Bonner's Ferry, four blocks away from the shop there. So Casey Gannon jumped into that. Now he's been managing that for a little over a year now.
Yes. You know? Yeah. Usually things don't go that smooth, you know, and we got very lucky there.
Yeah, well, you kind of make your own luck that way too. So you stepped out of the business, the day-to-day part of the business.
About 10 years ago, 9 years ago, exactly.
So that's kind of when Ponderay happened, right? That's when you kind of backed
up. Oh, I bought Ponderay Building, and then I moved away from it right away.
Right, right. So is it the same business that you left 10 years ago?
No, it's a whole different game. And back then, we had adjusters coming to the shops and reviewing the jobs. Now everything's done online.
Yeah.
And it's a whole different business, really. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad my sons jumped in right at the right time because they're a lot more computer literate than I have.
Right. Right.
And the whole world changed.
Right.
And but I'm very lucky that way.
And it still has changed, hasn't it? The technology changes all the time.
Absolutely. And we're on top of the new changes all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, my son Eric's in Seattle learning about new innovations in the body shop trades right now.
The one thing I've noticed is all the electric vehicles or the hybrid vehicles. I mean, can you imagine that back in your first day of having the one bay shop?
And all the codes and clearing all the codes and even your windshields, part of your codes you've got to clear when you put a new windshield in. Everything's so connected.
Yeah.
You got to be right on top of it. Every year, they keep adding more and more stuff. The only thing, the good thing is they add on top, so you're kind of in the game a little bit.
Right.
So you don't have to learn everything all again. Just the newest innovations every year.
Yeah. One of my body shop friends told me, and tell me if you think this is true or not, you should never buy a car that has a sunroof or electric gate, a back gate. He says those are the most troublesome things.
Sunroofs have been, but now they make them a lot better, you know. But there's always dirt in the drain holes. It's such a common problem.
Uh-huh.
But they make it a lot better now than they have.
Very good. Very good. So as technology has changed, it looks like to me, and knowing you like I do, the personal touch is still the most important part of your business,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, yes.
And where did you get that skill? I'm not going to make you blush, but
no.
Where did you get that personal skill, and how did you share that with your two sons?
Yeah. I got a job, dropped out of college, got a job in a body shop on the fluke, and never was interested in cars. And then I learned the trade, and I felt this could help people. I'm a positive person likes to help people, and I had the skills to be able to do this well, and I can help people out, so I just kept with it.
Mm-hmm. And shared it with your sons, I think, too.
Yes.
So how does Woodstock fit into all this?
I don't know why, but I did go to Woodstock as a kid, graduating high school in 69. I went to Woodstock. Then I went to college for about a year, and that didn't work out very well. So I went across the country with a couple of friends, and we went across Canada. Mm. And we ran out of money in Banff. And they came down through Sandpoint, and I fell in love with Sandpoint. But I kept going down to Colorado, and I worked for Ford in Glenwood Springs for a year. Mm. But then I decided I'd come back up to Sandpoint and start working, and I started working for a fellow and he closed the shop up right away. So I just kept on going.
And you're going nowadays too.
Yes.
Mel, thank you for your time today. I know you're a little hesitant about coming to talk, but what a great story you really have there. And your tradition still lives in town. People seek out your boys' shops, and you're doing great things. Good seeing you, and you look really good for an old retired guy. You're the epitome of health. So thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.